under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and the discussion as we face the issues. We're looking forward to your communication today, as we do each and every day. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, and often I do. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Right after a brief monologue, we'll invite you to dial that number. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones to entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. We're talking about today, will China rule the world? Will China rule the world? Now, I must admit to you, this subject is both a military subject, it's a political subject, and most of all, it's a biblical subject. Do you find China in the Bible? What will the end days, the last days, what's the eschatological prophetic text say in the Word of God about China? Will China play a role in the final cataclysmic event known as the Battle of Armageddon? How will China play on the world scene? What is China doing today? Does China have a goal of globally controlling the world? Does China have a goal today of being in control of the food, of the drugs, the medicines? Is China in the position today to start carrying out that plan? What role has Joe Biden played and the Biden family cabal in allowing China to gain the control and the dominance that it has today? What are your thoughts on that? Where are we going? How should we then live? As Ezekiel 33:10 asked the question. We're going to be looking at that today, an exciting journey through what I call looking at it through the central biblicist worldview of what does God's Word say about China? Will China rule the world? That's the question, and I'd love to have your comments today. What are your thoughts? Do you see China as simply a backwards, ignorant, poor nation? They're still considered a growing nation. Therefore, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but America gives U.S. tax dollars to China as an economic growing nation. I am adamantly opposed to it. Joe Biden is impotent today, can do nothing to stop China's aggression. Joe Biden can do nothing to prevent China from its trade deals that are unbalanced with the United States. Joe Biden can say nothing. Why is that so? Because China knows all of the secrets of the Biden family cabal. We're going to talk about that today, and I think it's perhaps one of the most important issues that we've covered of recent. It is very, very imperative that we understand the global agenda, look at the global chessboard, and understand who's moving what chessmen and why. So as we look at the issues, let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, we do so based on the authority, written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's the truth book. When Jesus speaks to his disciples in John 8:31-32, he says this, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, the scripture says, "Thy word is truth." Psalms 117:2, very pivotal verse. the truth of the Lord endures forever. So, ladies and gentlemen, when we study the Scripture, when we look at what God's Word says, it's not something that's here today and gone tomorrow. It's not something that's here today, and then by time it gets old and has to be updated or in some way removed from the pages of the Word of God. It is true today, and God's truth shall endure forever. So may I remind you, ladies and gentlemen, even though we look at it and we know that it's truth, there's so many today that want to fight, argue, reject anything that's called truth. It goes back to the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that taking place today, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps as never before. In fact, the Biden cabal will not admit that they are allowing China to progressively, rapidly dominate the world. Did you hear what I said? The Biden family cabal, the Biden administration, Joe Biden and his acts of treason down through the years are presently allowing China to globally take control of shipping, international trade, the rare earth minerals, and controlling the debt out of the United States of America. And yet we have those today that disbelieve in the truth of the Word of God. Many today, especially 55% of the youth, the 18 to 35-year-old age group, say that each person determines his or her own version of the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, God, the Word of God settles that question. There are no errors in the Scripture. There is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. And in this broadcast, we're going to examine some of the more pertinent text in relationship to the eschatological prophetic Scripture, telling us what China will do in the last of the last days. And we're in the last of the last days. The next thing on the calendar of God is the snatching away of the church. It's called the rapture of the church, the sudden seizure, removing us from this old world. Then, according to the Scripture, the man of sin, the Antichrist, the lawless one, will step on the scene and will rule with an iron fist the entire globe. It's during that period of time in the eschatological biblical prophetic text that we see China coming to the forefront as perhaps never before visualized or seen. We need to go back, ladies and gentlemen, to the truth book. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, there's coming a day, in my most humble opinion, and it's very near, that to stand for the truth and tell the truth without bending, without bowing to the pressures of the governmental agencies to submit, that we'll need to be willing to defend the truth even to death. We're on the fast track for that. We're seeing today the good that's prosecuted and the wicked and the evil that's promoted, protected, more than ever in the history of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about backup power equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old San Augustine Road. There's an identifier, an easy marker, Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing, 165-foot flagpole. Top of that flagpole, you find the American flag 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. Base of the flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the family of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. You're invited to drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the issue today is a vital issue. It's an eschatological prophetic issue. It is a biblical issue. It is a military issue. It is a political issue. It is a societal issue. But ladies and gentlemen, as we think about the question, will China rule the world? Let me say this to you by way of a brief add-on footnote to the monologue. We live in a rapidly changing world today. Today, America is losing our superpower status. It was Barack Hussein Obama that said that America ought not to be a superpower, that America ought not to be any stronger, ought not to be any bigger, I'm going to paraphrase, ought not to be any larger than any other nation. And it was his goal, and still his goal. He is the one behind the scenes. He's carrying out his third term in office to transform America. Joe Biden is the puppet. Barack Hussein Obama, George Soros, and others are the puppeteers. And ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing the wars and the rumors of wars that's prophesied in Matthew chapter 24, verses 5 and following. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're discovering that Joe Biden and the entire Biden family cabal, with the cover, listen, with the cover of the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, I believe, committed treason for many, many, many years by selling America to China, selling America to Iran, selling America to Russia. Today, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden cannot resist or confront China in any way, because China controls Joe Biden. And if China controls Joe Biden, and they do, China controls America, ladies and gentlemen. And I believe it is the control that is taking place on a rapidly increasing basis. Today, it appears that all of the big guns that the federal government has, all of the thugs with badges today, are focused on the persecution, the prosecution of Donald J. Trump, with no focus, no interest, no follow through on the crimes committed by Joe Biden in the selling of America. The Marxist media is not going to talk about it. Marxist media continues to cover the Biden family cabal and their treason against America. Today, America's focus, ladies and gentlemen, listen, today, through the Biden administration, America's focus is on LGBTQ sodomite agenda, the transsexual agenda, the transgender agenda, and the woke culture. But yet, Russia, Iran, China, North Korea, all focused on the demise of America. I don't understand it. Perhaps you do. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Longmud. How are you today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing good. If you've got a moment there, I can give you a Reader's Digest version of the Democrats going all the way back from LBJ up to the current administration and their role in China.
Tell us about it.
Okay, let's start with the Vietnam War and Lyndon Baines Johnson there. He was afraid to take that war into North Vietnam because he was afraid the Chinese were going to intervene. Of course, the Chinese at that period were controlled by a gentleman or by an individual named Mao Zedong, who was the direct consequence of a former Truman presidency who just quit backing Chiang Kai-shek, which then he moved to China. But as a result, the next Republican administration, which was Nixon, had to deal with the Chinese in the Paris Accord to try to bring peace with honor. And then Nixon and Kissinger got involved with China. Of course, that opened up relationships with China. Then nothing happened for the longest time till the Clintons got in. And when the Clintons got in, they found that they could give China the most favored nation trade status mm-hmm. there. because at that point their economy and their manufacturing ability really wasn't any more different than the Soviet Union at it during that period there. Then all of a sudden they started getting higher end technology for rocketry and other advanced items, and they found out that they could manipulate businesses here, so a lot of companies started moving production to China because it was massively cheaper and they didn't have to deal with the tort end. You know, even though they got to still deal with the tort end of the product being sold here in the United States, they didn't have to deal with the legal ramifications of dealing with employees here in the States. So we got underbid in labor. The Clintons benefited from that. And then, of course, the follow-through, you know, we had, after the Clintons, we had one more administration, George W. 43. Then we've had Obama, who found that, wow, look, the Clintons enriched themselves via fiat and the Chinese, and it just became a growing snowball. Trump was actually in the process of shutting a lot of that down, which I believe is what brought the Chinese money more into the political arena and given them the hand that they have. And literally, Biden, in my opinion, is a true Manchurian candidate. Mm-hmm. He's nothing more than a puppet for the globalist WEF, a World Economic Forum, and the Chinese themselves. They will be throwing a lot of money into the upcoming 2024 election there, and they would love nothing more than to see the United States in a state of turmoil so that they become the number one economic, military, and, you know, their hegemony unto themselves there.
Yes, exactly. In fact, have you? Can you give an answer or thought or your insight on why would China still be considered a developing nation that would warrant taxpayer dollars into the Chinese Communist Party's coffers?
Well, that's a really easy question there. The first thing that we have to look at is their economy is a closed economy. You deal with China and you've got a company. Let's say I want to build a manufacturing company in China and I'm going to produce a wheel or a widget or whatever you want to call it there. Anything that I put in China is going to be owned by China. I might get profits from that, but I can guarantee you that every manufacturing process will be known to them. Every bit of the economic productivity of that plant will be controlled, and in a way, they're gonna take those profits. So since they don't operate on a true capitalist system there, they have to continue this current, you know, money manipulation, labor manipulation, and strict control of their citizenry. And the only way they can maintain that is locking everything down. And the more money that they could take from us, the more they can weaken us. And at some point, what I believe the Chinese want to see is they want domination of everything. In other words, if you want a pill to take for your headache there, you got to ask them. And in their benevolence, they will say, we grant you because you follow our rules. Really, they want to be the top dog, the king of the world. So
absolutely.
Anything
in
they
fact,
can do to weaken the U.S.
You're exactly right. In fact, Jim, I'm looking at headlines that says China moves to dominate the world food supply. Another article says China looking to dominate the world. Another article headline, China using military to push nations out of the international waters. Another headline, China owns 380,000 acres of land in U.S. farmland country. Another headline, China investors with suitcases full of money paying cash for farmland across America, etc. But here's a recent, those are all recent also, but here's probably the more recent one, dated September the 29th. Chinese hackers stole 60,000 emails from our State Department officials. Article reads, a total of 60,000 emails from the U.S. State Department got into Chinese hackers' hands during a cyber campaign focused on Microsoft that was uncovered in July, but just now being told, according to the Senate staff briefed on September the 27th. further in the article, it says the hackers also accessed officials' travel itineraries and captured a list of every State Department email address to the State Department Chief Information Officer. During briefings, attendees that fewer than 10 Social Security numbers were also in the hackers' reach. The revelation gave a partial glimpse into the scope of the month-long Chinese cyber attack that started in May, has permeated the accounts of 25 entities globally, including those Commerce Secretaries, U.S. Ambassador to China, the Assistant Secretary of the State of the Far East Asia. The attack took place as Secretary of State Anthony Blinken was readying his high-profile trip to China to mend bilateral ties, so it largely gave the Chinese regime clues about the U.S. strategies and all that we're doing. Now, I don't know about you, but I've not heard this on any of the socialist Marxist media accounts. I've not heard any of this on the evening news, the day news, midnight news, or et cetera, et cetera. So with that being said, what does China know about America? When the Chinese spy balloon flew laterally across the entire breadth of the United States of America, why did Joe Biden wait until it had traversed all of America before shooting it down? Why is it that we have the hackers that are able to get into our State Department accounts and get this information and nothing said and done? What is your take on that?
We've got a weak administration there that has been bought out by them. Just, that's what it just simply comes down to. And I'm not going to point my finger just at the Biden administration. I'm going to point my finger at a lot of politicians there. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of money. Because, I mean, even if you look at our side with Mitch McConnell, look up who his wife is. His wife is the daughter of one of the largest shipping conglomerates inside the Chinese nation. So this money has been used to undermine our entire U.S. government, and they've been doing it, and they found it. They found the weakness of the United States of America, and they are exploiting it, and that weakness is greed.
Greed, M-O-N-E-Y. In fact, I have been told that Mitch McConnell's wife, of course, as you just said, is the daughter of one of the largest shipping industry conglomerates out of China. And I've been told that each year on her birthday, her dad provides $25 million for Mitch McConnell and his wife's account. That's buying influence. That's buying power.
Yes.
That's buying influence on a massive basis in the United States of America. Tell us what you know about the schools and the infiltration of Chinese Communist Party into our schools across America, especially in higher education. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, actually, I am there. But all they're doing is already taking advantage of the malcontent that's already inside of these liberal institutions. You know, they regard Che Guevara and Castro and Lenin as idealists that are to be emulated and followed. So they're just following up on the same vein, trying to whitewash Mao Tse-tung as this nationalist popular hero who gave back to the peasants and the society and made everyone equal. And in that case, they made everyone equally miserable. So I don't know if you're also aware of this too, but the Chinese actually have in place an informal type of policing system to where any of their foreign national students, who a lot of them are engaged in corporate espionage, intelligence gathering, technology espionage against corporations here in the United States. If you look at all the major inventions and everything, how does another country all of a sudden, boom, they've got it too, and they're producing it cheaper? You see where I'm coming from?
Yes. Oh, yes.
We invented the television, but the Japanese made it smaller and better. And then, so you've got a nation that's almost an agrarian economy back in the 70s, and really almost that same up until, what, about the later 80s there. And then within the last 30 years, they're on a technological par where they can launch rockets and land on planetary bodies outside of the Earth's atmosphere. It took us a long time to get there. And, you know, we did it the hard way, and they've been given that, and they're taking it and running with it.
Absolutely. And you touched on that with the Chinese having their own police force in the United States of America. They've discovered about 10, 12, 14 different states and major municipalities where China has their own police force. And in that police force, they, as you said, they're policing those that are in America from China, acting as students, et cetera, et cetera. And literally, they're surveilling them and capturing much of what is happening in the American system through their police / surveillance system on their own people to make sure that their people report back to them. We have allowed, Jim, if I may say this, we have allowed the invasion of America by China. And China now, contrary to what people think that average citizen says, might think that we got about $33 trillion in debt. It's actually about $133 trillion, with the majority of that being owed to China. China owns America. All China must do is declare that they want everything paid, and we're bankrupt as a nation, and we're beholden to them. We've been silent through the past three administrations as China's developed the South China Sea with the islands that's designed to prevent shipping and transportation by shipping around the globe, that China wants to control the seas. China wants to control our medicine. China wants to control our food product. China wants to control the globe. China's on the fast track for global dominance. And when you look at Revelation chapter 9, Revelation chapter 16, Daniel chapter 11, you find in the last of the last days, China will literally be a major, major, major military player in the final cataclysmic battles that will take place here in this old world. So we need to look up, listen up, and understand where we are today, Jim. I'm thankful for you, thankful for your insight, for your words of wisdom, and I pray that our listeners have been listening well and understand we're in dangerous times today, and we need to recognize it and as Christians be prepared. Thank you so much, Jim, for your call.
Looking forward
to what God is going to say and do in each of our lives today. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood. Hello?
Yes, sir. Good to hear. We're close on time, so be quick. Then we're going to ask you to hold over until after the news.
We have the Prince of Persia, and that's the Prince of the United States that is over this country right now. With this administration, it is crazy.
You're talking about Daniel chapter 12, the Prince of Persia, Daniel chapter 9 and 10, the Prince of Persia, and you're talking about a satanic, demonic force, and according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, Satan is the prince of the power of the air. He's the one that's ruling today and all that's taking place politically, societally, as we see it. But keep in mind, Kenneth, Satan can only do what God allows him to do. God is using Satan today as his cudgel, if you please, to judge America and to judge the world for turning our backs on Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
So the key to it is we need to recognize these prophetic events in the scripture and be prepared ourselves as Christians and warn others while we have opportunity that others might come to know Christ as Savior and as Lord. Kenneth, if you'd like to continue the conversation, hang on until after the top of the hour news. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have top of the hour news right after the news. We're going to come back as we continue our lively discussion about the question, will China rule the world? What's China's goal? What are they doing to rule the world? Will they, in fact, dominate in the last days of this old world? Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The race for Speaker of the House is taking shape with a vote possible next week. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan and Steve Scalise among the candidates whose names are in contention. One name that's being mentioned as a possible candidate, former President Trump. He says he'd be happy to assist in the process of selecting a speaker, but in his words, we have some great people in the Republican Party who could do a great job as speaker. Roughly 800,000 students all across the country taking a stand for their religious freedom today. It's the 9th annual Bring Your Bible to School Day. Philadelphia's acting police commissioner says began as a domestic dispute last evening, ended with three city police officers shot and wounded. They were ambushed. The gunman was fatally shot by officers. The wounded officers now hospitalized in stable condition. More details at srnnews.com.
Conservative Theological University has been training God's servants since 1982. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for your interview today. Please leave your contact info for the admission staff to reach out to you. Courses can be taken on campus, online, or distant personalized education. Partial scholarships are available. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE and leave your contact info today for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking on a subject today that I believe should grasp our attention, especially as conservatives, Christians, and patriots. Will China rule the world? Will China rule the world? I touched on the headline earlier. Let me read a brief portion of this article. China owns 380,000 acres of land in America. Dateline of this is June 26th of 2023. Lawmakers feared that China, which may many policymakers view as strategic adversary, even though it's the country's top trading partner outside of North America, listen, could gain control over all food supplies in America and all energy supplies in America, as well as hold on to the markets for critical infrastructure globally. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a global power controlling the world. I'm looking at another headline. Chinese investors with suitcases full of cash buying U.S. farmland to grow black market weed. Quote, they're bringing in suitcases full of cash to purchase farmland in America. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no other nation in the world that would allow America to go into their nation and buy hundreds of thousands of acres of farmland or hundreds of thousands of acres of land of any type in other nations. But yet America has seemingly had the guard down And this has been taking place for years and years and years under the last several presidents. But under the Biden administration, it seems to have proliferated majorly. We're finding today, ladies and gentlemen, that China is on the move. China has a goal. China has a plan. In fact, I'm looking at one article that says that China's goal and plan is to have enough surplus men between 2030 and 2040 to control the world. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, some look at China as being, as one writer says, China, the sleeping giant, awakens in this generation and its own military and economic course that will make her a world superpower. Recent stolen nuclear secrets from the United States, the trade imbalance, and the 10% growth rate in the economy of China each year makes it the most certain to control the economy in the world. Now, I'm just quoting to you from what writers have said that are in the know as to what is taking place on a global basis. The report even goes on to talk about the size of the Chinese military power and what that military power will look like in the next few years. I'm looking at a headline, China using military to illegally push nations out of the international waters. October the 2nd, Dateline. Communist China is illegally using its military power to expand its territory and force neighboring nations away from natural resources, according to one congressman. Representative Rob Whitman, Republican of Virginia, who serves on the House Select Committee of Strategic Competition with Chinese Communist Party, said that the regime is using military facilities to dominate the nations of Southeast Asia and to undermine all American influence, end quote. Quote, China's intent is to impede and weaken and control America, end quote. Further in the article, it states, they're almost over the top in their aggressiveness against America. Further, the article states, only the latest in a decade-long of the Chinese Communist Party campaign to inflate China's boundaries and to steal resources illegally. The further headline in the article, Chinese Communist Party seeks to push other nations out of the South China Sea, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, when we look at what is taking place in America today, I'm concerned about the weakening status of America. Yes, although we have some 600, I believe the number is over 600 military bases around the world, but our military forces are greatly diminished. They're diminished because of COVID-19 in particular. During COVID-19, our military powers under the Biden administration insisted that all military men take the COVID vaccination. Multitudes said no to that vaccination. Multitudes. In fact, according to the Military Times, roughly 17,000 service members ultimately refused to take the vaccination and were given general discharges. Headline says, U.S. military discharged over 8,000 service members who rejected the COVID-19 shot. Only 43 have rejoined. The Pentagon's vaccine mandate is no longer in effect, but the repercussions continue to be felt even today in our military. Ladies and gentlemen, when you look at it, it says roughly 17,000 military members refused to take the vaccination and were processed out of the military, and yet we see the military in America being weakened and the military in China absolutely moving on the fast track for global dominance, global domination. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. If you'd like to jump in the dialogue and discussion, what do you think the end result will be with China? Will America become subservient to China? Will China literally dominate the globe? How will China play out in the eschatological prophetic future based on the Word of God? We're going to look at that in the wrap-up of this broadcast today. I'm looking at another headline. China moves to dominate the world food supply. During the pandemic, Americans experienced food shortages due to the impact of the world's vulnerable supply chain. While that situation has somewhat recovered, another global event could make it that experience is the new normal. China is determined to seize control of African continents. It's about the mining and the critical minerals. It's about agricultural reproduction and productivity, end quote. The reality, listen, this article says the reality is that Chinese Communist Party goes in through every country in Africa, investing in the infrastructure and other projects and capturing the country's natural resources, but their ultimate goal is to have Africa be the breadbasket for the country of China to feed their 1.4 billion people. We are warned, according to this article, to be concerned about China's action in Africa and worrying about what China is doing and will do in America. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I held on, and you are straight on point. And I'm sorry that a lot of our citizens here in the United States do not see what's happening. And like when that balloon went over from, the Pacific, and then stopped over military bases, and stopped over, and then you're going to shoot it down in the Atlantic. Okay, because I think a balloon is going to go with the wind. It's not going to stop. And this administration is letting it happen. They're letting this happen. Because China, we owe China so much money. And I used to travel the world. In certain countries, you could not, even if you marry somebody, you could not own that property.
Mm-hmm.
But America, we're selling ourselves out. We're not doing it. Our leaders are doing it.
Brother, you're exactly right, and I think it's time that we have a shakeup from the top down. I'm gravely concerned, however, Kenneth, I'm gravely concerned that it will be too little too late. I'm gravely concerned that we've allowed the political leaders of all stripes, both across both aisles, to surrender our sovereignty to China. We're finding with the open borders that we're having thousands, hundreds of thousands of Chinese coming into America through the southern border. We're having bad people to come in. And as one commentator said just this morning on Fox Early News, that these that are coming in are guaranteed Democrat voters to make America a blue nation, not just state after state, but a blue state and a blue nation that is all socialist, Marxist, how would you say, communist, Democratic Party. That's what we see taking place. And I'm concerned about it. But yet at the same time, we need to be encouraged, because when we look at Revelation 9, and we'll look at it in a moment, Revelation 16 and Daniel chapter 11, we understand that China will play a major dominant role in the last days of this old world, during the days of the tribulation in particular. So, Kenneth, the main thing that you and I can do, and our listeners, we need to keep praying, looking up, lifting up our heads, realization that our redemption is drawing nearer each and every day. Brother, thank you for your call, for your insight. You're spot on with your analysis of it. We're kind of helpless individually, but we can pray and know that God is sovereign, that God is still in control. Thank you so much, and have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the subject today, will China rule the world? 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Looking at the headline, it says, China's Big Brother social credit system now tracks people in North America as well as in China. China is covertly conducting surveillance on and even tracking people's movements in North America using the so-called social credit system. Further in the article, a national social credit system will be with the feeds, that is the computer feeds, from about 626 million surveillance cameras and smartphone scanners, and with the data from multitudes of sources. The system was designed to keep the tabs on every Chinese citizen, whether they in China or in America or in any other nation. This article further says, China also wants such a system to keep tabs on the rest of the world and has made an effort to do so. They secretly downloaded data from the computers housed in the Beijing-donated and Chinese-built headquarters in the African Union in Abu Dhabi, Ethiopia. Through the service, Chinese Communist Party is creating the world's first digital totalitarian state, and so far, Western democracies don't seem to care, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the fast track. I'm looking at one headline, the U.S. sell-off of military technology to China. Another headline, China used over 8,000 fake Social Security media accounts to target, social media accounts to target the U.K. Meta, that's M-E-T-A, formerly called Facebook, shut down over 8,000 social media accounts covertly run by China, which targeted the U.K. and nearly transparency, and U.K.'s transparency report that reveal. The Facebook and Instagram profiles were part of the network being coordinated by Beijing, according to the data disclosed on the social giant. This network originated in China and targeted many regions around the world, including Taiwan, the United States, Australia, the United Kingdom, Japan, global Chinese-speaking audiences. Headline again, China used 8,000 fake social media accounts to target the world. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the stage being set. We're watching the actors being put on the platform. We're watching the curtain about to go up and God's final eschatological prophetic text coming to fruition. May I say another headline, and I won't belabor it. Chinese Confucius classrooms in the U.S. public schools, they're brainwashing our children. Jim and I talked about that earlier. The Confucius Project, as it is called, is where China is donating millions upon millions upon millions of dollars to the educational system in America in order to have their programs of brainwashing our kids in the classrooms. One article, this part of this article says, China is offering schools big money. For example, the Thomas Jefferson High School of Science and Technology in Fairfax County, Virginia, reportedly just disclosed that it received over $1 million in donations through the Confucius Classroom Program being paid for by the Communist Chinese Party. I believe we have Greg on the line. Greg, go over the question or comment, please.
You know, it seems that every direction you look, you'll find China in the mix. If $2 are at stake, China's in the mix. If shipping's at stake, if the NFL's at stake, if golf is at stake, NBA, if World Wrestling Federation, that's one after another, after another, after another, after another, they're controlled, they're manipulated by China. And then you find that, well, goodness, I'm not sure if you covered it, Chuck Schumer's about to take a delegation from the Senate to China. Huh, mm-hmm. Wonder what kind of deals they will pull off. Obviously, Hunter Biden had a lot of dealings with China, and I believe BHR Capital, that he still has a stake in, I believe, received $1.2 billion to invest. I imagine you can draw some pretty good yields off of that, pretty good dividends off of that. Eric's, and you know, the Chinese spy that perhaps he was sleeping with there in his office for how long? Dianne Feinstein had a driver that was, I believe, a Chinese spy. Elaine Chao, wife of Mitch McConnell, she's Chinese. Her family has Foremost, a shipping group that's been in the family for generations. 72% of their business is done with China. You know, it seems like every rock you look under, there's a connection back to China. At the same time, China is pulling away from the U.S. dollar. China, basically Saudi Arabia, Russia, other countries are looking at unloading U.S. treasuries. Folks, that's U.S. debt. That's U.S. debt. When they start unloading debt, do you know what it does? It drives up treasury yields. It drives up bill bond note yields. You know, we as a country, we owe $33 trillion, and we have commitments for another $193 trillion unfunded liabilities. We're bankrupt as a nation, and we're going to wake up one morning and find that those dollars in our pockets are worthless because they've not just spent this generation's dollars. They spent the next 10 generations of dollars. They'll take in $4 or $5 trillion. They'll spend $6 or $7 trillion. this year. They're spending your great-great-great-great-grandchildren's money. That will make the money that each day is worth a little less. It'll make it completely worthless. That's where we're headed. Today, Treasury bill bond note, actually short-term bill note, bills spiked, and we're staring at about 5.5%, 5.6% yields based on the 6 month of the 1 year treasuries. Do you know what that means, folks? I mean, keep in mind, if all of the bills, bonds, and notes were yielding at 5, 5.5, or 6%, you just take that and multiply that times the $33 trillion in online debt, and you get the interest cost for this year. Understand, when you have to borrow money just to pay the interest on your debt, you're broke, and that's where we are.
That's where we are. Greg, hold your thought. I believe someone that you know well is on the line also. Let's see what Glenn has to say in relationship to our conversation. Glenn, go ahead with your question or comment.
Well, I believe you've kind of hit all the way around the issue, and you're all over the target. You're absolutely all over the target. A couple of questions, thought-provoking. Where were your shoes made? Where was the belt made? Where were the car parts made? Everything that we are consuming in America, almost everything, a large portion, I'd venture to guess between 75 to 90% of what we consume in America is coming from China. It's made in China. China's in America. China's in our pocket. And our politicians, they're in their pockets, both directions. And it's a very interesting thing. You pick up anything in your house, flip it over, see where it was made. Years ago, they bought out the power steering company. I'm trying to think of the name. Was it Saginaw Power Steering Company? They own it. Okay. I don't mean that the parts were made in China and came over here to a warehouse. No, it's in America. China owns it. And then those parts are going on cars. They can buy U.S. soil. There's some, I think, legislation in Texas where they were trying to prevent China from buying more land in Texas.
Texas and Oklahoma.
And buy land. Yeah, yes. You can't go to China and buy land, but they can buy it here. The foreign nationals are crossing the border at you can't even count how many are coming over, but the large percentage of Chinese nationals are now sneaking across the border. You're like, wait a minute, we're not talking about South Americans. We're not talking about Central Americans. We're not talking about Mexico, Colombia. In addition to them, China. They were interviewing some of the Chinese nationals that were coming across the border, and they said, you know, after the lockdowns of COVID and Shanghai, okay, they didn't want any more government oppression, and hey, they can come to America, all right? And the American Democrat liberals are funding this and inviting them. I guarantee you they get a chance to vote coming up in the next election. There's a method to the madness. All that being said.
The key to it is, as you say, Glenn, is the M-O-N-E-Y. And it's filling the coffers of our politicians on both sides of the aisle. And Glenn, Greg, I want both of you to listen for just a moment. Then I'd like for you to comment. I know where you'll go with it, but I want our listeners to know. In Revelation, the ninth chapter of the book of the Revelation, by the way, I'll be preaching Revelation chapter 9, verses 13 through 21 in the Sunday's message. So everyone's invited at 10:30 to come and to hear a further study on this subject. We're talking about a demonic army. In the ninth chapter of Revelation, we find that there's a 200 million man army. In fact, I'm looking at one article that states, at the time the Euphrates River be dried up, allowing the kings of the east to invade the Near East and march toward Israel, the kings of the east identifying as China. That's found in Revelation, the 16th chapter. Revelation chapter 9 identifies it, Greg and Glenn, that it's a 200 million man army. They're demonically controlled. And I want to touch on this and then get both of you to respond. Time magazine, May 21st, 1965, page 35. I've kept this documentary information. China bragged about having a standing army of over 200 million men, a 200 million man army. Ladies and gentlemen, could form a human bridge from China across the globe. And yet that is what is on the, threshold for what will take place in the future, where China will enter into the final conflagration called the Battle of Armageddon in the last days. In Daniel chapter 11, verse 44, it says that the Antichrist will hear rumblings out of the east. That's the only thing that gets the Antichrist worried or upset. Greg, tell me your thoughts on that and take just a moment. Then I want Glenn to give his thoughts on it, and then we'll wrap up some thoughts on this subject.
Well, that Euphrates apparently is drying up. We're seeing a series of signs that you see spelled out in multiple texts, including the Matthew 24 text, that seem to foreshadow the last of the last days, that seem to fall within the context of the leading up to or the beginning of the tribulation. And I think about these nations and how interconnected we are financially. It's been declared or described as mutually assured economic destruction. You know, at one time we had the mutually assured destruction. Basically, if we nuke them, they'll nuke us kind of thing. And China, Russia, the United States being the big three, you just don't go into that kind of conflict because we'd just melt the entire earth with it. But now we're connected economically. And when there's a collapse, it'll be a worldwide collapse. And I think we see that revealed in that Revelation 18 text where it's dealing with Babylon the Great has fallen. And that economic system comes crumbling down. And I think we're just right on the edge of that. I keep saying it seems to me like the drumbeat is getting louder and more intense by the day. Be ready.
Yes. Glenn, what's your take on that?
Well, it's interesting how when we read the Bible, we see that the future is written because God sees the whole thing from beginning to now. He's already seen it all. He's provided the prophecy in the Bible through the prophets. It's written down. It's already been recorded. It's coming. It's unstoppable. Both the blessings and the curse are unstoppable. There are provisions for us to repent and turn back to God, and it may stall the inevitable. Do you understand what I'm saying? The Old Testament over and over again demonstrated how Israel, when things were going well, they forgot God. They turned against God. They embraced pagan rituals and idol worship, all sorts of horrible things. And God would send them a warning. Generally, a prophet would come to them and say, hey, this is what's going to happen. If you don't repent, all this is going to happen. The bad guys are going to come in. You're going to be invaded. You're going to be taken into captivity. And we watch this happen over and over and over in the Old Testament. When they were taken into captivity or overrun by the enemy, they would get on their knees and start praying and begging for forgiveness and for God to send them a deliverer. And God would send them a deliverer, and then they would be restored. This whole process took sometimes hundreds of years. They would be restored. They'd get back in the good graces of God because they have repented. They've come back into the grace and favor of God. And then they would forget God, and the whole process would start over again. America has forgotten God. Bottom line, if we don't get on our knees and repent and turn back to God, okay, we are outside of his hedge of protection, and we are at risk for whatever the enemy throws at us. It's coming. God's people, by way of revelation, we know that the church will be raptured out and spared from some of the very horrible things that are coming, but we're living through a time right now of very tumultuous issues, and if we're not going to repent, we're going to see the consequences spiritually, physically, economically, and as a nation. We're watching it crumble. China, back to that issue that we started with, they've been around for thousands of years. They're not worried about America. We've only been here less than 300 years. In their eyes, it's just an experiment, and all they have to do is wait us out. Because it just takes a little bit at a time, just a slow fade, loss of morals and ethics and the relationship with God, and then the economic collapse, and they've got us. We are
absolutely
in the net. We're in the net right now.
Right. Well, Glenn, Greg, I'm thankful that the two of you could join us today on the broadcast. Looking forward to what God is going to do. And as I say to you and to each of us and to each of our listening audience, we need to keep looking up, listening up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Glenn, Greg, Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.